100 miles apiece. I had a request to sing another song that I claim to have written. I only wrote part of it. I wrote the refrain. Hey there! How's that? All right. Can you hear the singing up there? What do you mean, what? All right. Ready about. Yes, well, the first part of this tune I learned from an otter. The second part I wrote. Well, you got some otters around here, huh? Here's the refrain is mine. I go down to the brandy tree, take my nose and my tail with me, all for the world and the wind to see, and never come back no more. Summer rain. Sun, come follow my happy way. Wind, come walk beside me. Moon on the mountain, go with me. A wondrous way I know. I go down to the windy sea, and the little gray seal will play with me, slide on the rock and dive in the bay, and sleep on the ledge at night. But the seal don't try to tell me how to fish in the windy blue. Seal been fishing for a thousand years, and he knows that I have too. Sun, come follow my happy way. Wind, come walk beside me. Moon on the mountain, go with me. A wondrous way I know. When the frog goes down to the mud to sleep, and the lamprey hides in the boulders deep, I take my nose and my tail and go 100,000 hills. Sun, come follow my happy way. Wind, come walk beside me. Moon on the mountain, go with me. A wondrous way I know. Someday down by the brandy tree, I'll hear the shepherd call for me. Call me to leave my happy ways and the shining world I knew. Sun on the hill, come go with me. My days have all been free. The pipes come a-laughing down the wind. That's the way I go. That's the way for me.
While we're writing the same
key. I'm going to play you number one on my personal hit parade right at the moment. And I learned it from some fine people called the Sow's Ear. And you'll be seeing them tonight, too. There's only three of them. And this is called, oh my, they just changed the name on me. They told me I had the name wrong. It's Modest and Pleasant Eileen O'Carroll, or Modest and Bright Eileen O'Carroll, or Kind and something. It's Eileen O'Carroll. It's just the loveliest melody. Thank you. one song with a good chorus. It's a short song. It's from one of the rivers of this country, and Margaret MacArthur can tell you the river because she's got the book. And it's called Mr. Brown, and he's got an awful good attitude. And I know we needed this song Thursday night more than we do right now, but you never know. You never know. Oh, yeah. I'm old Mr. Brown, just up from the south. I left Lynchburg in the time of the drought. Times I got so hard in the place, I never dared to show my face. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so, Mr. Brown. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so, Mr. Brown. It'll never do to give it up so. Old Jim River, I floated down the back of the boat, run up on the ground, and a pine log come with a terrible. Give it up so, Mr. Brown, it'll never do to give it up so. Well, old Jim River, he rolls away, he works all night and he works all day. He don't care for the good times or bad, takes what he gets and it makes him glad. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so. It'll never do to give it up so, Mr. Brown. Going to do two pieces about the wind, but I think we're short of time, so I will do one piece about the wind with the help of a lot of my friends, some from Connecticut and some from Maine, relatives and friends. And why don't they just come up and I'll keep telling you about it. This is only complicated because of too many of us.
Do it.
Funny, Barbara Streisand knows how to do that. Oh, I've heard it now. No, there's a good one. I want Ed to be a little closer and Annie to be next, and I'm going to have something to stand on.
Would the woman who was to drive Dan Smith please get to the house immediately?
You'll miss a good song, but it's for a good cause. This is from something I can't explain, but it's something that is a
We call it a wind calling chant, but it's for ship blessing and people blessing, and since you're there.
Call now the wind to thee.
As you may carry the storm. That folk song is brought to you by Cecil B. DeMille. God, steam on my breath. What am I doing in this pest hole? Didn't I take basic training here? God, it's cold. Now some announcements. Your cars are all parked illegally. You're under arrest. Now a message from Barry O'Neill. Barry O'Neill on the Lone Prairie. Those... Those taking up Irish pipes, put them down this instant. Those... Those taking up Irish pipes who wish to meet others of a similar theological persuasion are going to assemble. Oh, God, that should be a meeting. Up there. Up near the record booths. That'll make Ernie happy. At 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. If you're interested in that kind of duck. Everybody's going to meet up there by the record booth there sometime tomorrow. Two in the afternoon, you have a chance to meet Barry O'Neill. And if you have a sudden attack of insomnia, make sure that you ask Barry to send you dashing away with a smoothing iron. It'll put you right asleep. Now, what's going to happen now? Oh, yeah. God, I'm absolutely covered with tiny pieces of paper, all carrying vital information. The introduction for the next performer is going to be presented by Bob Lertzema from Boston. Bob, come here. There you go, Bob.
He's taller than I am. Everybody's taller than I am. There is a verse in folk music that has many variants and appears in many songs, the gist of which goes, love is a pleasure when at first it's new, but as it grows older, it grows colder and then fades away like the morning dew. I first met Molly Scott 12 years ago, right here at the home of the Beers, and she was, well, she was awful pretty. And she had the brightest eyes and the warmest smile and a trim figure, and I guess I just had a crush on her right from the start. That was 12 years ago, and there's been 12 winters and 12 summers passed by since then, and Molly's gone through a lot of changes, and so have I. We'd see each other maybe once or twice a year. They say about love that absence makes the heart grow fonder. Conversely, they say that out of sight, out of mind. I guess if you add the two together, absence is to love as wind is to a fire. It kindles the great and extinguishes the small. And over the course of that 12 years, I've developed a strong love for Molly Scott. I've never told her about it, because in spite of all the ego that it takes to do things on radio and television, I'm really just kind of shy, and I never knew how she'd take it, but I wanted to tell all of you so that for any of you that might be meeting her for the first time, maybe it'll be the start of 12 years of growing love for you too. Molly has a group of friends, and I think she'll introduce them to you as she comes up here. Here's Molly Scott.
Thank you, Bob Lutzimer. And in public yet? Couldn't you have told me back at the outhouse or something? Okay, I've got my own memory, and it's about 11 years ago, and I was walking one spring out in the briars and the brambles past this froggy kind of mosquito pond into this thicket of trees, and Bob Beers, with whom I was walking, pointed up the hill, and he said, "Look at that. It's a natural amphitheater. Can't you see it?" And I said, what? He said, "It's a festival place." And I said, "Look, it's a bunch of trees and it's a hill." 10 years this thing has been going on, and I don't know whether you all have been reminded. I just kind of reminded myself that this is an anniversary. And I'd like to dedicate this song to Evelyn. Let's go. Called Centering Home. Walking along, hearing the words that the people are saying, sensing the circular plans they're laying, knowing that I won't be part of the things I see. How my feet keep walking, no other path. I want to introduce you to Charlie Forbes. Charles Forbes, playing cello behind me, Charlie Forbes. An extraordinary cellist who is just as capable of ripping through a couple of Bach pieces here as he is doing what he's going to be doing next, which is pretending he's an electric bass. Could Bob Coltman come up here, please? All right. We're going to do a song that I wrote over a process of about 3 or 4 years, called The Crossing. And it's a good bicentennial song, but I didn't write it for that. I actually wrote it for a friend of mine who was homesick for Colorado, and I thought it was going to be some kind of a song about Colorado. It is, but it turned out to be a song about what it's like, or what it would have been like and was like, to be a young girl on one of the wagon trains going west. And it's also a song, I think, about the kind of journeys that we all take from something that we know into something that we don't know. The Crossing. Thank you. warm heart, cold hands. Cold feet, warm heart, cold hands. Cold ears, cold hands, cold. Warm audience. Adjusting, 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 adjusting. Can't hear you very well. Here comes the rhythm section. Rick Zuccotta and Sarah Benson. Tambourines and whatever that thing is. And one. He's a rainbow. He's a rainbow. He's a rainbow searching for the sun. Let him find you. Let him guide you. He's a rainbow searching for the sun. He's a song written by Tom House, who is mainly a rock writer, and he writes for rocks. Can you remember the time when they had an electric rock band at Fox Hollow? A whole bunch of rocks on stage with chords leading to nowhere. Rock bands, stone throws, we know. Somebody was selling them. And they sold, too. $2 for an electric rock. Anyway. Hate to do a song about water. No, I don't hate to do a song about water, but I'm going to do a song about water. But we don't really need to be reminded. The song's called The River Song.
Once I saw
You read it. You. Yeah. Okay. This is your big chance, baby. Stick with me and your trouble. Fourth class all the way.
Okay. All right. This is to all the people that are parked on the far side of a huge ditch that...
That wonderful. Well, you're here for the night. That's why we have the balloons in here, you know, the vertical tow trucks. They'll just pick you right up. And... Okay. I've never been so depressed. Right now, here's somebody that I've known for a little while from California, you know, a Western person, got to be... There is a very small band of extremely heroic people who, viewing their immediate surroundings, realize that they have no redeeming features, cultural or otherwise. Such are people who are currently dwelling in New York City. But rather than fleeing to other parts of the country, they stick it out, realizing that the people there need the benefit of certain types of music of which they are purveyors and which they have a great deal of knowledge and expertise. One such is Debbie McClatchy, who has had the courage to move from California to New York and open up a club where people who do music can bring it together with people who want to learn music. Besides which, she's a really fine singer and a really fine songwriter. This is Debbie McClatchy.
Which one of these do I use? This one? It's called the Focus 2. It's at 163 West 74th Street off of Amsterdam. It's every Sunday at 8 o'clock. We have a traditional folk club. Come down and sing with us and have a good time. Going to start with a song, Irish song. There's a lot of Irish songs about young girls who can't find a husband. And I'm going to sing... And they're always very sad. I'm going to sing a sadder song. This is a song about a young girl who found a husband. It's called The Wife's Lament. Come and listen and I'll tell you of my darling Andy. He's tall and fair, but slightly bandy. At drinking porter, he is quite handy. He loves me like the devil on a Sunday. Put down a little bit. On Monday night, well, his head is aching. It's down to the pub for a cure he's making. Doesn't he know that my heart is breaking? He never makes love on a Monday. Oh, Roy, oh, when a diddle-um dandy. I want a man who tickles my fancy, brings me flowers and cherry brandy, and loves me night and morning. Tuesday night, well, he gets no bolder. Pains in his back and his neck and his shoulder. The weather's wet and it's getting colder. What an awful day is Tuesday. Wednesday passes very dreary. Thursday night, he's feeling weary. Friday night, though I am quite cheery. Two more days till Sunday. Oh, Roy, oh, and a diddle-um dandy. I want a man who tickles my fancy, brings me flowers and cherry brandy, and loves me night and morning. Saturday night, well, he struts and prances round to the pub like a madman dances. 12 o'clock and I've lost my chances. He's sleeping in the parlor. Well, Sunday night and I'm feeling cozy. A man and his wife by the fire so rosy. That's the lot, though you're far too nosy. A wonderful day is Sunday. Oh, Roy, oh, and a diddle-um dandy. I want a man who tickles my fancy, brings me flowers and cherry brandy, and loves me night and morning. The Wife's Lament. Many people have asked me why I did leave San Francisco to go to New York. And there are a lot of different reasons, but one of them was a lot of to do with the change that's happening to San Francisco. And I'm sure this is true of all the cities in the United States and probably all over the world. But San Francisco has long been considered the Queen of the West, where a real friendly big town that felt like a small little town, and you could go down the street and say hello to strangers. And you certainly can't do that in New York. But unfortunately, San Francisco is changing also. Powers that be are trying to make it a sort of a Manhattan Island of the West. I've written a song called I Remember San Francisco. Try to talk about this. People will always remember what's called the good old days, and present paths are never as good as past and tried true ways. Well, it must be so, for I remember my life was better then, when I was young and growing up on San Francisco Bay. The song was recorded by the Stoneman family in the 1920s. A song about mother. It's got a really nice chorus for singing. It's It's got a lot of words, but the last line is really distinctive. If you'd join in on it with me. Chorus goes, I'll tell my mother that I will meet her when my works of love and labor are all through, when the good of earth have gathered with faithful and true. Tell my mother that I'll meet her in the land beyond the blue. Well, that's the chorus, but that in the land beyond the blue comes at the end of each verse also. In some far and distant city, dying at the close of day, was a fair-haired boy who wandered far from some fiddle from Cambridge, Mass.
Ah, don't do that.
I'd like to do another Irish song with your help. It's a great song called The Brown and Yellow Earl. And it's one of those songs like The Fair Floor of Northumberland, there where the second and fourth line repeat itself every time. So what'll happen, I'll sing the song and go, lam di dam di dam di da da dam. And then we all sing together, all the brown and the yellow world. And then I go, dum di da, dum di dum di da 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 dum. And we go, all love of my heart. It's really easy and should be the kind of thing that we get a big kind of groundswell going on. This song. Translated from the Gaelic by James Joyce. And concerns an old custom of the British Isles, where the lord of the manor had the right to sleep with the young bride before her new husband. In this song, the custom had been out of custom for a long time. And the young man and his new wife are walking along the road, and the laird comes up and says, oh, you want to lend me your wife? And so the guy says, all right. And he doesn't really know what's happening. When he gets her back, he's very mad.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to finish with a song dedicated to all of you who got here Wednesday or Thursday. I feel like I've been through battle. It's a Carter Family song. I know a lot of you out there will know it.
Betty by time, huh? Chicken, cowards, defeatists. Watch that. Where am I? Let's see, is this gonna be the Russian acrobats? No. The Armenian well diggers. Oh boy, it's really an international evening. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Yes, sir, Nimbitol Hollow.
That's a... Up. Up. All right. I used to think that David Jones was a place where dead ships went. That was before I became, you know, an habitué of folk music there. I find in folk music there are habitués, habitués, and sons of habitués. And... Finally, did you? Get back. One of the things that I've... By the way, after the show, Billy Shubart is going to be doing exotic dances up here by the recording booth. It looks like an explosion in a Jell-O factory. Yes, sir. One of the things I've learned ever since I come into the East, and that is that people who sing the songs of the British Isles are have a disadvantage, and that is that they are endowed with a tune hoard and a word hoard which surpasses anything that I've ever been acquainted with. What I mean is that the tradition is so long that the kind of language and the number of tunes that are available to be used is absolutely astronomical, and they use it damn well. One of the best is David Jones.
The brown one. Let's take the brown mite. Just like to start off with one of those classical sort of things Bruce was talking about. The great and tragic ballad of Knocking Nelly. Dustman, coalman, waterboard, a bloke who mends the telly. They're all the same to Errol's wife, the famous Knocking Nelly. She handles all her creditors, she never pays no bills. But of Harry's, Joe's and Teddy boys, well, I know she gets her fill. Last week when Errol were out at work, she were upstairs with her bloke. That football pool collector, he were Nelly's latest joke. She'd got his boots and trousers off, were begging him for more. When she hears her husband, dear, come a-walking in the door. Well, she shoves her lover in the wardrobe door, and then she hollers crumbs for hanging out the wardrobe door with a pool collector's plums. Well, Harold, he comes up the stairs, he says, hello, my dear. The boss give me the day off work, and... what's these dangling here? Well, Nelly's seen it all before, and a right good tale she tells. She says, I've been out shopping, and I bought these couple of bells. But they're not of the ringing kind, in fact, they're just a joke. So Harold lifts his finger up, and he gives them bells a poke. Well, Harold keeps on poking them, he agrees the bells are dead. While the bloke inside the wardrobe turns a funny shade of red. Well, Harold says, them bells will ring if I hit him with me hammer. And Nelly sitting on the bed, she can hardly raise a stammer. So Harold clouts them once or twice, but still the bells don't ring. So Harold lifts his hammer up to have his final swing. He swore he'd make them bells go ding and be George, he wasn't wrong. The bloke inside the wardrobe shouts, for Christ's sake, ding ding dong.
While we're on the classical ballads, this is an industrial ballad. It's about three guys moving something. And he's got one of those real old great choruses that goes, so we had a cup of tea. So we had a cup of tea. All right, says Fred. No, got it wrong already. There we was, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to lift it, couldn't even shift it, we was getting nowhere. And so we had a cup of tea. Then all right, says Fred, give a shout to Charlie. Up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, he begins complaining, we was getting nowhere. And so we had a cup of tea. Then Charlie had a think and he said, look, Charlie had a think and he said, we ought to take off all the handles and the things what holds the candles. But it did no good, well, I never thought it would. All right, says Fred, had to take the feed off, took the feed off, didn't take a mow, took the feed off, even took the seed off, should have got her somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea, and we said, righto. All right, says Fred, have to take the door down, need more room to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taking off the hinges, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. Then, all right, says Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is going to have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. Then Charlie had a think, and he said, look, Fred, I've got a sort of feeling, if we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we can drop the blighter through. All right, says Fred, climbing up the ladder with his crowbar, gives a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me, we had another cup of tea, and then we went home. I had a couple of requests. One of them was obscene. It's not my guitar. It's not my guitar, so... There's a little song by Cyril Tawney called Sally Free and Easy, and the theme of the song is You'll Be Sorry When I'm Dead. Sally free and easy, that should be her name. Sally free and easy, that should be her name. Took a sailor's loving for a nursery game. All the heart she gave me wasn't made of stone. All the heart she gave me wasn't made of stone. It was sweet and hollow, like a honeycomb. Think I'll wait till sunset, see the ensign down. I think I'll wait till sunset, see the ensign down. Then I'll take the tide way to my burying ground. Sally free and easy, that should be her name. Sally free and easy, that should be her name. When my body's landed, hope she dies of shame. I can go another round, ref. It's all right. It was down by Christchurch.
Yeah. Do you like that? Yeah.
I'll do a couple more with choruses then. Here's a ballad called The Three Knights on the Road. There did three knights come from the west with a high and a lily all, and they've courted one lady as the rose was so sweetly blown. The first knight came, he was all in red with a high and a lily all, and he asked if she would wed as the rose was so sweetly blown. Oh, did you ask of my father dear with a high and a lily all, likewise of her who did me bear as the rose was so sweetly blown. And did you ask of my sister Anne with a high and a lily all? And did you ask of my brother John as the rose was so sweetly blown? Oh, I did ask of your father dear with a high and a lily all, likewise of her who did you bear as the rose was so sweetly blown. And I did ask of your sister Anne with a high and a lily all, but I did not ask of your brother John as the rose was so sweetly blown. All on the road as they rode along with a high and a lily all, then they did meet with her brother John as the rose was so sweetly blown. She stooped low for to kiss him sweet with a high and a lily all. He to her breast did a dagger meet as the rose was so sweetly blown. Ride on, cried the serving man with a high and a lily all. Methinks your bride looks wondrous one as the rose was so sweetly blown. I wish I were on yonder hill with a high and a lily all. There I would sit and I'd make my will as the rose was so sweetly blown. What would you leave to your father dear with a high and a lily all? The gallant steed which doth me bear as the rose was so sweetly blown. What would you leave to your mother dear with a high and a lily all? The wedding shift which I do wear as the rose was so sweetly blown. But she must wash it very clean with a high and a lily all, for my heart's blood sticks in every seam as the rose was so sweetly blown. What would you leave to your brother John with a high and a lily all? A rope and a gallows to hang him on as the rose was so sweetly blown. What would you leave to your brother John's wife with a high and a lily all? A widow's weeds and a quiet life as the rose was so sweetly blown.